21 minutes after 6, data from Statistics SA shows that CPI inflation dropped to 3.8% year on year in March, and that's from 4% that we saw in February. Primarily, this was on the back of a decline in the fuel price pressure and sustained low food price inflation. I spoke to Tsitsi Hatendi Matika, who is the head of retail investment at Absa Wealth.
So this was a massive surprise for everyone in the markets. The market had 4.1%. We at Absa had 4.3%. So 3.8% year-on-year for headline CPI was a major surprise.
And in terms of contributions to that number, what were they?
So the biggest downside pressures that came through were food and non-alcoholic beverages that printed at 0.6 from 0.7 last, the contribution to the total CPI number. Mm. In terms of alcoholic beverages that contributed 0.3% versus 0.4% last time. And then transport contributed 0.5% versus 0.4% this time versus 0.5% in February. So these are the three major contributors to that surprise number.
Because fuel price pressures could intensify probably from this month onwards, are you expecting that to have an effect on CPI? And if so, what would that be?
Yes, absolutely. So transport being one of the bigger components of CPI, we saw an increase in April at pump prices, where 69 cents per litre for petrol and 65 cents per litre for diesel. So that should add a significant amount to CPI. And then also with that kicking in on the 1st of April, that's also going to put some pressure on CPI. So in total, we anticipate 0.6% being added to what we had as our annual figure before that came through in the budget.
Right. Because the rate of food price inflation declined further in March, I think it was for the 10th consecutive month, to about 3.6% year on year, what effect will that have if you're looking at food price inflation for the next few months? Are you expecting it to moderate?
So it's definitely expected to moderate. We find that there's expectation that meat prices will start increasing. And this is on the back of there was a lot of supply in the market, and that's going to start dwindling. There was also a base effect where prices were much higher last year because of the drought. And given the changes now that we're seeing coming through, the smaller increases will start seeping through into the food inflation.
Right. What's your base scenario when it comes to core inflation? Because, I mean, I think it stayed at around 4.1% unchanged year on year. Are you expecting it to continue throughout?
So core inflation continues to surprise on the downside. What we have seen is that before you'd see massive increases coming through from the rand when the rand changed, but also because we've seen the rand being much stronger than anticipated, and also the pass-through has become more muted than it used to be in previous years. Mm. So core inflation is definitely surprising us to the downside.
Another figure that came out of Stats SA today was the retail sales numbers. Did you get a chance to glance at those?
Yes, I took a quick glance, but also quite interesting to see how retail sales continue to stay buoyant. And it's also quite positive given that we've had mixed data. So where mining was positive, manufacturing was negative. It's good to see that retail sales was on the positive side. And this also comes through, it'll feed through into GDP data for Q1. Mm. So that's quite an important print, and showing consumer confidence is staying quite high. And yeah, the changes that we are seeing coming from the president, coming from more positive sentiment in general.
The next SARB committee meeting, if I'm not mistaken, is scheduled to take place, I think, on May 24th. Taking into consideration the figures we've just gotten today, what other, I suppose, information data-wise needs to come out for them to make decisions and see what they do with the interest rate?
So the MPC always looks much longer than just the prints that come out prior to their meeting. Mm-hmm. So important things would be to see where the rand comes out within the period from when they last met to where they meet the next time. In their forecast, I think they currently have around 11.97 for the rand, mm-hmm. and those are the current levels where the rand is. Important will also be oil. So the oil price was below 70, the last time they met, and that's been above 70 in the last few days. I think they'll also look at what they think will be up ahead. So as we've talked about, the petrol price increases that will come through, those will impact CPI. I think they'll look through VAT. They've said that's a once-off, and they look through first-round effects. They think more about second-round effects and what's ahead. So there is quite a lot, and they did say that everything will be data-dependent.
That's Tsitsi Matiga, who's the head of retail investment at Absa Wealth.